From the Firebird Radio Studio, it's the Authors on Fire podcast with nationally syndicated radio host and producer, Pat Rulo.
Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network, home of the Firebird Book Awards, the Positive Change Podcast Awards Hall of Fame, our newest book song, where we create a unique, one-of-a-kind song just for your book, and this podcast, Authors on Fire. I am Pat Rulo. Today, I have a recent Firebird Book Award winner to share with you. She is Stacy Bias, and the winning children's book is titled Tattletales. Stacy is an educator and children's author who spent decades supporting young learners in the classroom. Drawing on her experience as both a teacher and a parent, she created Tattletales to help children understand the difference between tattling and telling with empathy and humor. Inspired by real moments with her two children and their trio of playful pups, Tattletales was designed to give families a gentle and a practical way to talk about emotions, problem solving, and communication. In addition to writing, Stacy is a songwriter and co-creator of Warrior, winner of Song of the Year at the Atlanta Kids' Choice Awards. Across her work, she focuses on courage, kindness, and helping children feel seen and supported with the simple message that kindness is always cool. That is so true. Stacy, welcome to the Authors on Fire podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. And I can't believe that I'm doing an interview in my pajamas. And of course, you know that they have paw prints on them.
I love that. That's why I like to do audio only. And I invite authors to show up in your jammies. I don't care what you look like. Actually, I think people can emote better and meet and really speak easier if they're not all dressed up and makeup and false eyelashes and everything. You know, just come as you are and be real. So I'm glad you're wearing jammies.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, congratulations on winning the Firebird Book Award too. I was happy to share that with you.
Thank you so much. It's definitely an honor to be named with the other professional authors that are very well known. It's just amazing and an incredible honor to be included with them.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. And you know, when you write a book and you create something with heart, people feel it. And so I think that's what you have going for your book as well. I think we all felt the heart of it.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad that you did and the judges did too.
Me too. So let's talk about tattling. Before we get into the heart of the story, was there a moment that made you realize that tattling was something kids really struggle with?
You know, I just saw that children sometimes had a difficult time expressing their feelings. And, you know, having minor frustrations and not knowing like how to deal with that or when to really like get a parent or trusted adult involved. And when it's like a minor conflict, that they can handle themselves. And I just kind of started putting some ideas together. And I think part of it too, is that I always thought it would be cool to have like a book with a stuffed animal. And I envisioned it at first, like different squirrels or monkeys with, you know, different types of long tails to kind of, you know, have a pun, a play on the title. And, but then through writing, it really got, more that it was going to be this really colorful character in the book instead of different types of animals that the children could talk to.
Then you decided to create the book. Maybe give us a little peek so our listeners have an idea of what the storyline's about.
Okay, sure. So it's about Skylar and Brody, and they tattle on like many things throughout the day. Like the morning starts off with them tattling, you know, somebody put too much milk in their cereal, or they didn't close the refrigerator door. And then they go to school and the tattling continues, that one of their classmates didn't put the crayons away, or somebody's talking during silent reading. And then they get back home and the tattling continues, that they didn't seal the bag of apples, and you know, they gave the dog too many treats, or things like that. And the parents and the teacher, you know, they're very frustrated with all these, like, you know, minor tattles. And so the parents start talking about telling the children the difference between tattling for something that's minor. And one of the lines is, you know, you're telling a story and your name's not in it. And, or between telling when, somebody is hurt or in danger. And that's when you need to get a parent or a trusted adult involved. And, eventually they remember that there is a stuffed animal, the tattletale, that some of their friends have, that kind of helps children, like, talk about those feelings that they have. And so they go to the store to get the tattletale. And when they bring it home, they kind of talk about, you know, for minor things, you can go to the tattletale and talk to it. But for big things that you can't handle on your own, that's when you tell a parent or a trusted adult.
So the stuffed animal idea, that came along with the story. It wasn't something after the fact.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I love that idea. That just adds a whole different and important dimension to the book.
Yes. And we do point out that you don't need that, excuse me, you don't need that exact stuffed animal. It can be any animal at your house that you could use to be the tattletale. Mm-hmm. But we do have one created for the story, but anyone works.
Yes. Oh, I love that. You know, I was thinking about tattling this morning, and I was thinking about the level of almost mature discernment. How do they know if it's a tattle, and when is it imperative to tell, and how can they make that distinction at such a young age? Or do they know when they're tattling? Do they know that, okay, putting the clip back on the apple is silly?
Right. So the book is a guide to kind of open up communication. Like, it never tells the children, like, to say this instead of that, or any, like, explicit rules on, like, how to communicate. It's really left up to, and let's use the apple slices as an example. So in the story, Skylar doesn't seal the bag of apples. And so Brody is quick to point that out. And so instead of giving like rules or exactly like how to solve that, the parent or the teacher could come up with some examples like how they would solve that in their home or classroom. So would they like for Brody to give Skylar a gentle reminder to seal the apples? Or would they like Brody to do an act of kindness and to seal the bag for his sister? So it kind of opens up, you know, just that communication that allows the caregiver to explain what their expectations are in their home or classroom. And the book just provides some examples of those, you know, unhelpful behaviors.
Mm-hmm. How have you seen this work in real homes and classrooms? Are there any stories that stand out or anything that points to the fact that, yes, people are using this, here's how it works?
Yeah, we've had some positive feedback already. And we have some 5-star reviews, which is really exciting. And yeah, the people that I've talked to, they think that the stuffed animal is a great idea. What's really nice is that We have some pictures in the book where the children are interacting with the stuffed animal, because I think sometimes they think that, you're not allowed to touch it, right? It has to sit up on the shelf or something. But it's really, it's not so much a toy as it is a comfort tool. So that children can carry it with them. They can play with it. They, it's there to support them, while they're thinking about a situation, and it's kind of like the pause and reflect. Is this something that I can handle on my own? Or is this something that I need to share with an adult?
The stuffed animal actually gives the kids a listener
Yes,
as a way to help
exactly.
regulate their emotions.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I think as an adult, especially if you've got kids that are just seeming like they're tattling all the time, it would be easy to shut them down completely, just stop. But why is it important not to do that?
Well, I think that goes with their social emotional learning, right? Like the book is showing some modeling, and it supports that emotional awareness and reflection and decision making, and leaving the space for the caregivers to guide those next steps. Because I do think, right, a lot of time, like let's say kids are tattling at home, and the parents may say, stop tattling, but they expect the kids to know what to do, without, some guidance. And so that's what this book does. It opens that communication for the parent to say, oh, maybe I need to step back, that children, don't know the difference between tattling and telling, and they don't know what to do with those emotions. And so it's kind of like an aha moment where, okay, this is a guide for me, right, to make my home life a little nicer.
Is there a easy phrase or tools outside of the book, say, that parents could use in the moment when a child starts tattling?
So I think that would be the pause and reflect, where, the parent can say in the situation, why don't you take a moment and pause and reflect and see if this is something you need to share with the stuffed animal, the tattletale, or is this something that you need to share with an adult?
So at its core, the book is about communication and empathy. Those skills, they're so critical early on. Let's talk about that and why.
Well, I think that having empathy, like really putting yourself in like somebody else's shoes or in their place, I don't think that children always think that way instinctively. And so by kind of pointing it out a little bit makes them more aware, and then they kind of think about their actions, before proceeding.
Let's talk about your songwriting. I'm just so interested about that. You're a songwriter, co-creator of Warrior, winner of Song of the Year at the Atlanta Kids' Choice Awards. Tell us about that.
So Brody, was bullied a little bit in school, and he started like hip hop dancing, and then he got into acting, and his and then he got a talent agent, and she wanted him to audition for a singing role, and he really was not a singer. And so we hired a voice coach, and then after the audition, we kind of continued with him, and we wrote a song about a video game, and then made a video and posted it on YouTube. And he got a lot of really hateful, hurtful comments, and could not understand why somebody would tear down a young child, because he was like sixth grade. And so we started researching that and found out it's because they're hurting and they're in a bad place, and we should show them compassion and empathy. And so we wrote the song Warrior, which is about being kind to people, even if we don't look like them or have the same views and beliefs. If you are a victim of bullying, to follow your dreams and not let anyone keep you from your destiny. And you know, just to stick up for other people. And then the song just won the Atlanta Kids Choice Awards. And so that was really amazing.
Were you a storyteller, an author first, or a songwriter?
A songwriter.
So you've done that in the past?
No. Well, the song came out several years ago. Mm-hmm. So that kind of started first, and then the writing of the book.
Oh. Are you going to continue in any way with songwriting?
So we've written some other songs also, and they're out on like Spotify and Amazon Music and iTunes. And so if Brody wants to continue, you know, I'll continue writing for him. And, you know, it's just something nice that we do together. So, yeah, if he wants to continue with that, I'd be happy to do that. I do want to continue though. I think writing some more books. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, this could be the first of many with, you know, Skylar and Brody, like, you know, interactions in the house, interactions in the classroom, or even a story about the puppies. So the list is really endless and different directions that book two could go in.
Oh, absolutely. It's almost endless, Stacey. There's all kinds of directions you can take this. I love that. I mean, you've created kind of the prototype and now you're just free to take off.
Yes. Yes. It's very exciting.
Songwriting. Let's get back to that. Do you feel that influenced your storytelling at all? Do they play into each other?
I think it probably made me a better writer. I actually put this idea like down on paper, I don't know, 15 years ago. And then when I retired teaching, then I had some time, right, to kind of like focus on it and fine tune it. But I think the songwriting definitely, you know, helped me organize my thoughts a little bit better.
I agree with that. I really do. That's why I asked. I had that feeling you would say the same thing as well. You have spent decades in education. Just thinking back on kids yesterday and today, do you see lots of similarities? Are children different today than they were? Thinking about tattling and some of the big things kids may need to be worried about these days in schools that we didn't have to worry about in the past. What are your thoughts on all these decades of education and being in the classroom?
I mean, some of the things, like those things may have changed. But the fact that kids still need, you know, to feel supported and that their emotions are validated, that hasn't changed. And so, you know, having the children know that there's something there that supports them, you know, I think that definitely makes a difference. And I think that kind of would resonate no matter, you know, what year it is, that they have the feelings that they, you know, need to and want to express.
Absolutely. I agree. What gives you hope about kids today?
You know, they're very creative and, they are not afraid like to try new things. You know, I think they have like some great role models out there today. And I think that they're not afraid to challenge themselves.
I know I have a little 12-year-old granddaughter, and it's when I compare what she knows and the things she's seen and done compared to what I knew and did when I was 12 years old, it's quite different. Mm-hmm. Is there anything we missed that you wanted to highlight today?
I would love to talk about the illustrations in the book.
Yes.
So when I found Maddie Kimber, who is the illustrator, I didn't really have any idea. I just kind of left it up to her. And, you know, she would send me some pages and I would laugh and I would cry. And it was just like really emotional. Like she like put like all of my, you know, thoughts like onto this paper in these amazing illustrations. One that I think is hilarious is when they go to the store to find the tattletale, it has Brody like under a clothes rack. And I never told her that. So she must have just instinctively, right, from a description that I gave her of him. But that is so him. When we would be in a clothing store, like he would be under the clothes rack. And so she just really brought all the characters to life. And so I love the book.
I know for myself, I'm not an artist. So I couldn't even begin to draw stick figures. So just to give a text to somebody and then have them recreate it so realistically, and as you said, almost as if they knew Brody, that's quite a find.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing. And she's a lovely young lady. And I definitely hope to work with her again.
Oh, exactly. Yes. She's a keeper, especially if you've got more books coming up. So that's kind of a safe zone for you. At least, you know, you've got somebody to work with to create the future books. Yep. That feels good. All righty. Well, how about then giving us places where you think folks should go to find the book Tattletales and the gift set? Where should we go?
Okay. So I have a website. It's called tattletalesuniverse.com. And I think you're going to put the link on the page, or should I spell that out also?
You can spell it out in case they're somewhere else, but then we'll have it on our site too. Yeah.
Okay. So Tattle, Tattle, Tales, Tails, Universe, Universe.com.
All righty. Tattle Tales. Yeah. Tattletalesuniverse.com.
Yes. And so at the moment of this interview, there is a mock-up. So it is a live page, but it is under construction. So it'll look a little more professional in a few more weeks. But there will be pictures of the real puppies on there. And currently there are two games that kids can play. One of them is Catch the Treats. And then another one is a matching game.
I love that you're adding these other resources to the book just to make it a complete kind of a set and an outfit. And I'm sure schools will be looking to use this as well.
Yes, I'm really hoping to create some resources like more in-depth guidelines or research resources. And I don't want to use necessarily worksheet per se, but things that educators or parents like could go to the website and find that either could be a conversation starter or kind of help them a little bit more with the discussion of tattling and telling. And then if we create another book, even for example, you know, probably among siblings, a conversation like one sibling gets blamed sometimes for something that they didn't do. You know, so things like that. So other resources with other types of conflicts, things like that. So I'd like to get that on the website. And then also in development right now is a board game. It's a family cooperative game where there are six missing items around the town, and it's up to the players to work together to get the missing items back to their home. So in one case, it's a cheese ball missing from the pizza parlor. There's a dog treat missing from the dog house. The teacher has misplaced her magic pointer, and so the players have to get these items back to their home. And of course, the obstacles in the game are all the things that Skylar and Brody tattled about. So it'll be some apple slices, it'll be the open refrigerator, things like that in the game, where they have to try to avoid those obstacles to get the missing items back home.
How fun! I can't wait for that. Keep us posted. That is going to be so cool. What age group would you say this is for?
I would say like five and up. I've already had a couple of families do some beta testing, and I've already had some positive feedback. So I'm hoping that we can put that out soon.
Excellent. All right. Well, keep us posted. All righty. Well, thank you. This is such a thoughtful and practical approach to one of the most common challenges families and classrooms face. Tattletales is more than a story, as you can tell. It's a tool that helps children build communication skills, emotional awareness, and empathy in a way that truly sticks. And as we said, you can find Tattletales along with the companion plushie on Amazon. So for educators, parents, and caregivers, it's a wonderful resource to spark meaningful conversations and encourage positive behavior. Stacy, thank you so much for sharing your insights and your heart with us today. It's tattletalesuniverse.com. Thank you for sharing with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was really a pleasure.